Welcome to Emmons and Family Podcast number 14.
14.
Yeah, it's been a while since the very first.
I was looking at all the episodes because, okay, so we started out the podcast, just the audio for it. And that was on like the podcast, like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But then we put it onto YouTube, and then it was just on YouTube for a while. But now, as of today, it's on both YouTube and all the podcast forums.
Oh.
So, not that that matters to you so much, but for those of you that just like to listen to the podcast while you're driving or working or where you can't see the video, well, then podcasts are great. So now we have that available.
Yeah.
And there's 14 of them. So that's 14 by about 20, 23 minutes. Can you do your math? That's a few hours worth anyways.
Yeah. You're making me think after school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your brain is probably burnt out. What did you learn today in school?
Should I just go through the classes?
If you think.
Okay, I'll try and hurry. So first hour, we're doing another essay. Second hour, I just read. No, actually we had a trivia of reviewing everything
what
that
we What class was it?
Writing class.
Oh, trivia about writing.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the definition of a verb? Did you take that yet?
No.
Oh. It's an action word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've forgotten most of my parts of speech. Well, actually, in fourth grade, we didn't learn them. In homeschooling, I didn't learn them, so I'm just on...
Oh my, we've let you down.
Because everybody said that they learned it in third grade, so...
Did you know what I heard from somebody? I think it was Jordan Peterson. He says, teach your kids to speak and to write, because if they can learn to speak and write well, then they're deadly. You want to be deadly?
Not really.
Well, in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it's we fight with the sword of the pen.
So in third hour, we did some science. Fourth hour, a math test, well, reviewing test. And then sixth hour, we did a dividing IXL. It was actually quite easy.
The way you guys school now is so foreign to how we used to do it. You're in grade 5.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 5 and grade 6, well, especially grade 6, our teacher would stand up at the board and she would write on the chalkboard and we would have to copy it. We did that what seemed like for hours.
Oh, wow.
So we did a lot of writing. And or the teacher would speak to us and we would write it.
So I actually have some good news. That the teacher thinks it's bad news, but to all of us, at least me, it's very good news. So the whole school is filled with computers at every single desk.
Right.
I don't like that.
No.
Because you have to be on like a computer in like every class. Not every class, but a lot of classes. And one of my teachers said that next year in middle school, we don't have any computers. Well, we might have Chromebooks, but for a couple things.
Yeah, but not for all the classes.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that good? So you'll use more textbooks.
Yeah.
And teacher learning.
Yeah. Oh, and we get to walk, like a lot. Because we have to, because there's two parts of the school, and the road's in the middle, and we have to walk from here to here.
So you mentioned that you were reading today. What book are you doing? Are you reading right now?
It's called, I forgot the word.
Well, is it a book that you're reading as a whole class or just you?
Just me.
Oh, okay. And you're not sure what book it is yet?
I had the name.
Well, tell us just a wee bit about it.
Okay, it's these like stories, and it says like where the stories are from different like countries. So they're tall tales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a chapter book. It's a short stories.
No, it's a chapter book.
Oh, okay.
It's actually like, but there's like 36 chapters. So they're kind of short chapters.
Okay.
But it's like some of them are scary, some of them are like all different categories.
Okay.
It's really cool because like one was from Ireland, and I think it was their version of Little Riding Hood, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, they had their own version of it.
Yeah. Oh, and in library, like this was in fourth grade, she had a whole book of different countries with different Riding Hoods.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All with their own version.
Cool.
So, should we talk about what we did on the weekend?
Sunday.
We went after church, after dinner, we took a drive to the Sequoia National Wildlife Refuge. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure of any of you tree experts out there, but from what I know, sequoias are the ones out west in California and Oregon where they're the giant ones, right? Where you can drive through them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, these weren't them.
No.
So I'm not sure. Maybe it's a different kind of sequoia. If anyone knows about this, maybe comment. And maybe there's a difference between the giant sequoia and just a normal sequoia.
Well, when I heard sequoia, I thought it was cicada.
Cicada.
So I was like, the annoying bug.
Sacagawea? Is that the Indian girl? Remember in Night at the Museum?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm
something
just
like that.
Confused, I guess. So, anyways, at this Sequoia National Wildlife Refuge, we went for a hike. And it took us around, maybe Gabe will put on some pictures.
Maybe. Oh, you have videos.
And some videos, so.
Oh, and there's a funny and hurtful video.
A hurtful video? Was that
painful.
The snakes?
No, it was the actual hurtful.
Well, I can't wait to watch.
I won't spoil it.
I can't wait to watch the video and see.
You took it.
I forget. So it took us around to the reservoir, over the reservoir, kind of on some bridges, and around where people were fishing. And then we drove to another place and took another hike. And what did you see there?
What did I see there? I saw a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
But it was so tiny.
It was a tiny, but what else did you see?
Oh! Oh, what's it? The armadillos.
Yeah. Armadillos.
I saw four.
Four of them. So they're pretty cute, actually. And you would think that they would be slow.
Slow as turtles.
But you chased that one and it went.
It jumped even and it was so cute.
Yeah, they have little ears. Generally, where we see armadillos is squashed on the road. So it was kind of nice to see them live.
Yeah, because I made like a weird sound and then to scare it off to see it again. And then it like jumped and ran. It was really cute.
Interesting. So Ira is still away at Idaho. And Sonora, we can't tell where she is yet.
No.
It's a secret. Maybe in the next podcast, we'll be able to say something about that.
Probably.
But, she has a surprise.
Yeah.
I hope maybe she'll take some video to go on our next podcast. What do you think? We could call her and interview her.
Yeah.
If any of you have some ideas of what you'd like to see on the podcast, we had a good suggestion of a place to go in Oklahoma to hike. So maybe next weekend we'll do that. Well, after we're home from camping.
And here's just the tiniest hint. If she went again, I would really want to go with her.
Well, all of you kids would want to go. Well, all of us would want to go.
Yeah.
But next weekend, the whole family, except for Ira and Sonora, who are going to be gone, are going into Missouri to do camping with a bunch of other friends. And I think we've mentioned that on the podcast already.
We can't let Kitty run away.
No.
We could have her in the tent with us.
Oh, you could. She would love that. She's such a good dog.
She would.
So what else do you have going on tonight, Anna?
Violin lessons.
So what have you been practicing on that thing?
Arkansas Traveler.
Do you want to give us a little go-through on it?
Sure.
So she's been learning from a lady named Loren Lee.
Where should I? Should I move
good
the chair?
Good fiddler. Maybe just stand there because you're probably loud enough that, surprisingly, violins are loud, I find. I wouldn't even get that close. Yeah, around there. Okay, let's hear what you got. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Arkansas Traveler. Do you have another song you want to do?
Yeah.
I'll play along with you.
Ooh, what song?
How about Old Joe Clark or something? So, Loren, or I should talk in the mic. Loren is a wonderful teacher. She's just teaching you songs, one after another. And so pretty soon you'll have a big, long list of fiddle tunes that you can play with the band, and as well, play along with the songs that we do, right?
Yeah. So, I have a question for you.
Wait. Is this how it's supposed to work?
No.
Don't I usually ask the questions?
Yeah.
You're going to make me nervous. Okay.
I want to do a surprise for the camping trip, but I don't know why. What? What do you think we should do?
A surprise.
Like, you know, it's going to be Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have any plans. So maybe, like, surprise them with treats or something.
Well,
oh, treats. And we need to get Kitty a doggy treat.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, I mean, we could. Are you meaning surprises and playing pranks?
Oh, I pulled a prank on you.
Okay. I went to get a nice cold glass of water with ice in the fridge last night before I went to bed. So I pushed the cup on the ice maker, and a bunch of pens and pencils came out and filled my cup.
You might have gotten one ice cube because I left a couple in there.
Yeah. It was a good thing I was putting the ice in before the water.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you have to clean it up?
It wasn't hard to clean up. They were all in my cup. I just had to take them out, put them back where they go.
Oh.
And then it was
actually
good.
Actually, I did that prank on myself the same day.
So, Nate and I are going to sing the song today, and it's called "He Will Set His World on Fire." Well, I think it comes from the Bible verse where he says, "All things will be tried by fire. And if it's of any worth, well, it'll last. If it's just hay and stubble, well, it'll get burnt up." So we want to make sure that the things we do in this life are for the Lord so that they matter and that they last. Does that make sense? So things like helping people, loving, right?
I actually have a verse that I memorized for a church.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
So it's John 6, verse 27. And I may mess up on it, but because it's been since Sunday at 11:30 now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the time change. And I forgot the first word. Okay, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
Good. Yeah. And where was that found again?
John 6, verse 27.
Okay, that's Jesus giving some good advice.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, this has been a good time. I'm glad you told me about your school day. And Nate and I will sing this song here right after this. And hopefully Gabe will put on some pictures from the hiking.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time.
Yeah.
There's a call that rings from the one who sings to those now gone astray, saying, come ye men with your load of sin there at the altar lay. You don't seem to heed at the chain of greed, your conscience never tired. Be assured, my friends, if you still offend, he will set your fields on fire.
If you don't from sin
retire,
he will set your fields on fire. If you have heard
Jesus call,
and in death your soul must fall. But if friends you desire, you may join the heavenly choir, and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets his world on fire.
You have heard his voice, seen the souls rejoice that trusted in his grace. You have blushed with sin as he knocked within, but still you hide your face from the blessed Lord and his own true word, but still you say retire. Leave a downward path, kindle not his wrath, or he'll set your fields on fire.
If you don't retire,
he will set your fields on fire.
If you have heard Jesus call,
and in death your soul must fall.
But if friends you desire,
you may join the heavenly choir,
and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets his world on fire.
If from sin retire,
he will set your fields on fire.
You have heard Jesus call,
and in death your soul must fall.
But if friends you desire,
you may join the heavenly choir,
and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets his world on fire.
Thank you.